The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson, especially starting with verse 29. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. I'm going to have a seat because it just makes it more likely that you'll have a full sermon. So, let me share with you what I was looking at as I looked at these verses. New Year's coming in, 2018. And it is a year of the Lord's favor. Remember that theme that we picked up on the morning of Christmas Eve? The angel saying to Mary, the favor of God. You have found favor with God. And how is that favor given to us? Well, Simeon comes along and he paints it very dramatically. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace. When I was in high school, the pastor sort of sidled up to us youth group kids and said, you know what Simeon's talking about there? We're going, no, what? Well, do you know what he's talking about? Now he can die in peace and it's all good. How is that all good? Dying. And the thing is, it is the year of the Lord's favor. That's the overarching theme. It's a theme that's picked up on later on in Luke when Jesus goes home to his hometown of Nazareth to preach and he proclaims freedom to the captive, sight to the blind, and the year of the Lord's favor. Because the year of the Lord's favor is when God steps into the world and he changes everything. And Simeon will show it very dramatically because all of the things that have gone on in his life are now within the year of the Lord's favor. And you ask, what has gone on in Simeon's life? He lives in an occupied land where there are foreign soldiers who, if you cross them, they can pull out a sword and kill you, and their commander won't question it. Life was cheap. There were wars, rumors of wars, conflicts, diseases, plagues, pestilence, famine, everything going on there. And for him to paint that out as living in the Lord's favor, it's quite dramatic. It sets a tone for us because this last year, the years before, have we seen things where we have said, human race has wandered far from God, and we're getting what we deserve for that. But to have God come into this world and bring the year of the Lord's favor, that matters. It matters when the blessings are there because the blessings are given from the hand of God who loves us. It matters when the trials and troubles come along because now we have God as one of us to walk with us through all of those things. It matters when you're coming down with the flu and have to sit down for the sermon. Because God is there. everything is transformed by the presence of God. Why is that? Because all through the history of the world, people expected the presence of God will be a day of might and power and all kinds of amazing things. The day of God is when God steps into this world by stepping into our human race. When you have a baby given the name of Jesus on the eighth day with the shedding of some blood, on the 40th day when he's taken to the temple and Simeon says, "Lord, now you can let me die. It's all good. It's all in peace because I've seen your salvation and it isn't just an idea. It isn't just something to come way in the future. I've seen your salvation. You've prepared him before the face of all peoples. And here I am holding him in my hands. And if he is here in this human race to share with us in our troubles, in our weakness, in our suffering, and hunger, and thirst, to share with us in the darkness that has come upon us from wandering far from you. If he's there to share with us all of those things, then anything can happen, and it still can't take your favor from us. It still can't take your kingdom from us. And the reason why is because this child does not turn away from the results of our sin. He goes into our darkness for us, goes into our judgment for us. And by doing that, he changes it all. And now, the blessings are still blessings, and they're given by the hand of God, and they're chosen specifically for each one of us. And the trials and the suffering and the distress of this life and the darkness, that's a place where the Word of God comes, and the Word of God brought by the Son of God goes there, and that Word of God into our darkness brings God's grace. The darkness can't stop it. It's coming into our darkness. And that Word of God carried by Jesus, who is the Word of God, he is going to go all the way into that darkness, to go all the way through that darkness, to bring us from that place into his glory. And Simeon, on that day, realizes what has changed in life. And it's as astonishing as it can be. It is just as dramatic as it can be. It is just as huge a change as it can be. He's brought us out of darkness into light. And that's who he is. Our Savior who brings salvation to us. In Jesus' name, amen.